Welcome back, everyone, to a topic that I know is going to hit close to home for so many of you. We're talking about dark chocolate today. And for years, it's been hailed as this amazing, healthy treat, right? The ultimate guilt-free indulgence. But there's a flip side to that, an uncomfortable truth we really need to discuss.
Absolutely, Adan. I mean, who doesn't love dark chocolate? I've been one of those people who've championed it for years, always reaching for the higher cacao percentage, thinking more cacao, more antioxidants, more health. It's practically a daily ritual for some of us, like a little health supplement.
Exactly. That's the narrative we've all bought into. It's richer, lower in sugar than milk chocolate, packed with flavanols and polyphenols that are great for your blood vessels, reduce oxidative stress, cardiovascular health. It sounds like a miracle food. And for a long time, the science seemed to back that up, at least in part.
Yeah, and I think that's why this new information feels a bit like a betrayal, doesn't it? Because you're trying to make a healthy choice, you're investing in quality chocolate, and then you hear about cadmium and lead. Just those words make me cringe. Heavy metals? In my superfood chocolate?
It's a shocker, for sure. And you're right, these aren't just obscure chemicals. Cadmium and lead are heavy metals that are definitely not nutrients. They have no beneficial role in the body whatsoever. And recent testing, like that done by Consumer Reports, found them in all 28 dark chocolate bars they tested. All of them.
Wow. That's a pretty stark statistic. So it's not just a few bad apples. It's an industry-wide issue, it sounds like. And I guess this is where we have to clarify. We're not saying throw out all your chocolate and panic, right? Because food conversations can get really extreme really fast.
Precisely. The goal here isn't to instill fear or encourage an all-or-nothing mindset. It's about being informed and making better choices. Dark chocolate can absolutely still be enjoyed, but maybe we need to rethink treating it as a daily health supplement, especially the very high cacao varieties.
That's a really important distinction. Because for years I'd hear people say, oh, I eat a square of 85% dark chocolate every day for my heart, or it's my daily dose of antioxidants. And that's exactly the kind of habit we might need to reevaluate, it sounds like.
Exactly. The reputation dark chocolate built was largely thanks to cocoa solids, specifically those flavanols like epicatechin and catechin. They've shown modest improvements in vascular function and blood pressure in some studies. I mean, the Cosmos trial, a big study on cocoa extract, even found a reduction in cardiovascular death. That's compelling science.
So the good stuff is definitely there. The compounds are beneficial. But it's almost like a double-edged sword then, because these beneficial compounds are mostly in the cacao-rich part, and that's also the part that's more likely to come with these heavy metals.
That's the crux of it, Aurora. Higher cacao content, depending on where and how it's grown and processed, can mean higher exposure to contaminants, especially cadmium. So the healthier aspect of chocolate is precisely what opens the door to this heavy metal question. It's a complex trade-off that consumers haven't been fully aware of.
It's like you think you're doing something really good for yourself, and then you find out it might come with this hidden cost. What specifically did those recent tests show? You mentioned Consumer Reports. What kind of levels are we talking about?
Well, Consumer Reports, in their testing of 28 dark chocolate bars, found cadmium and lead in all of them. And here's the kicker. For 23 of those bars, eating just 1 ounce per day could push an adult above levels that Consumer Reports considered concerning for at least one of the metals. They're basing this on California's pretty conservative safety thresholds, which are important because they aim to protect even sensitive populations.
1 ounce isn't even that much. That's, what, 2 or 3 squares for some people? So if you're a regular dark chocolate eater, that daily habit could really add up over time.
It absolutely could. And it's not just Consumer Reports. A 2024 study in Frontiers in Nutrition looked at 72 cocoa products, and they found that 43% exceeded California's lead limits and 35% exceeded the cadmium limits. So this isn't an isolated incident. It's a recurring issue, especially for frequent chocolate eaters and vulnerable groups like children and pregnant women.
That's really concerning, especially for children, you know? They're smaller, their bodies are developing, and they're often exposed to lead from other sources too. So these small amounts really do accumulate, don't they?
Exactly. That's the key point. It's not typically about acute poisoning from one piece of chocolate. It's about repeated, low-level exposure that accumulates over time. Cadmium, for instance, builds up in the body, particularly in the kidneys. Long-term exposure is linked to kidney damage and bone fragility. The European Food Safety Authority even has a tolerable weekly intake for it.
kidneys and bones. That's serious. And lead, obviously everyone knows lead is bad. You hear about it in old paint or water pipes, but in chocolate? That just feels so much more insidious.
It does. And lead is a major concern, because it has no useful role in the body at all. The World Health Organization is very clear. Lead exposure can severely impact children's brain development. And in adults, it's linked to anemia, hypertension, kidney impairment, neurological effects. The list goes on. So while we're not talking about a dramatic event after one bite, those small, repeated exposures from various sources, including chocolate, water, dust, they all add up.
So how does it even get into the chocolate? Is it the soil, the processing? Where do these heavy metals come from in this specific context?
That's a really good question, and it's actually different for each metal, which is interesting. Cadmium is primarily linked to the soil where the cacao trees grow. The cacao plant itself is a bit of a cadmium magnet. It absorbs it from the soil, and it accumulates in the beans as the tree grows.
So cadmium is more about the agricultural side, the growing conditions.
Exactly. Lead, on the other hand, seems to be more of an environmental issue after harvest. It's often from lead-containing dust settling on the cacao beans during processes like drying, fermentation, transport, or processing. So think about industrial activity, vehicle exhaust, things like that, contaminating the environment where the beans are handled.
That distinction actually matters a lot, doesn't it? Because it means the industry can actually do something about it. It's not just an unavoidable natural evil.
It absolutely does. For cadmium, strategies might involve better sourcing from lower cadmium regions, improving soil management, blending beans from different areas to dilute concentrations, or even selecting cacao varieties that absorb less cadmium. For lead, it's all about cleaner post-harvest handling, better drying methods, protecting beans from dust during transport, improved processing controls, perhaps even washing techniques. And crucially, testing the finished product is essential, because that's what we actually eat.
This is great news, in a way, because it means consumers have power through their purchasing choices to demand better from manufacturers. But let's go back to this idea of high cacao chocolate being healthier. Is that still true, or is that part of the illusion we need to let go of?
It's definitely a nuance we need to understand. Dark chocolate generally has more cocoa solids, right? And because cadmium is so tied to the cacao itself, very dark chocolate, like 85 or 10E or 90%, can carry a higher cadmium concern than lower cacao varieties. Lead levels don't always follow the cacao percentage as neatly, but the cadmium link is strong.
So that drive to always go for the highest percentage, thinking it's superior, might actually be backfiring for some people.
Precisely. Now, this doesn't mean milk chocolate is automatically healthier. Milk chocolate has more sugar and less cacao. So while it might reduce heavy metal exposure, you're also getting fewer polyphenols and a lot more sugar, which has its own health downsides. The better message isn't switch to sugary chocolate. It's don't assume that 85 or 10D or 90% cacao is something you should eat every single day as a health food.
That makes so much sense. It's about balance and perspective. And what about cacao powder, cacao nibs, raw cacao drinks? Because those are marketed even more aggressively as superfoods and wellness ingredients. People are putting them in smoothies every day.
That's a really important point. The same caution applies, perhaps even more so. These products are often pure cacao, highly concentrated. If someone is adding cacao powder to their daily smoothie, baking with nibs frequently, or having a raw cacao drink every morning, that can become a very meaningful source of daily exposure. It's exactly the kind of routine daily intake we should be more mindful of.
Okay, so what about organic chocolate? Because a lot of people, myself included, choose organic because we think cleaner soil, no pesticides, it must be healthier. Does organic protect us from these heavy metals?
It's a common and understandable assumption, but unfortunately, no. Organic certification helps with things like synthetic pesticides, but it doesn't guarantee that the soil is free from naturally occurring cadmium or that the beans were protected from lead-containing dust after harvest. In fact, that 2024 Frontiers in Nutrition study found that organic cocoa products were more likely to have higher levels of both cadmium and lead.
Wait, really? That's totally counterintuitive. So organic doesn't mean heavy metal-free, and it might even mean higher levels sometimes? That's a huge eye-opener.
It is. It doesn't mean all organic chocolate is bad or non-organic is inherently better. It just means organic shouldn't be your sole indicator for heavy metal safety. The smarter questions to ask are, does the company test for lead and cadmium? Do they test the finished product, not just raw ingredients? Do they publish results? What are their cacao origins? Do they have a clear heavy metal reduction policy?
Those are much better questions to ask. It shifts the focus from a label to actual accountability and transparency, which is what we need. So let's talk about the health angle again for a moment. Beyond just bad for you, what are the real long-term health implications of these metals?
Okay, so for cadmium, it's particularly tough on the kidneys. It accumulates there over time, and long-term exposure can lead to kidney damage and even affect bone health, especially if kidney function is compromised, impacting mineral metabolism. There's also some discussion around cardiovascular health, but the kidney and bone effects are very well established.
And for lead, it's really about the nervous system, right? Especially in kids.
Absolutely. For children, lead exposure can profoundly affect brain development, learning, and behavior. It's a critical concern for their long-term cognitive health. In adults, chronic lead exposure has been linked to issues like high blood pressure, kidney problems, reproductive issues, immune system effects, and other neurological concerns. This is why vulnerable groups, pregnant women, those trying to conceive, breastfeeding mothers, young children, and people with existing kidney disease really need to be extra cautious. For these individuals, a daily high cacao habit is definitely not a sensible wellness strategy.
That's a really important takeaway for our listeners who fall into those categories. So, given all this, how can we still enjoy chocolate? Because I don't think anyone wants to give it up entirely, myself included. What are some practical strategies?
Great question. The first and most straightforward strategy is moderation. Treat dark chocolate as an occasional pleasure, not a daily health prescription. A few squares now and then is very different from eating a whole high cacao bar every day or adding cacao powder to multiple meals each week.
Okay, so shift it from a daily ritual to more of a weekly treat, maybe.
Exactly. The second strategy is rotation. Don't stick to the same brand, same cacao origin, and same cacao percentage all the time. If a company isn't publishing heavy metal testing, diversifying your sources helps. Different growing regions and processing practices can have vastly different lead and cadmium profiles. So mix it up.
That's smart. So maybe one week I try a 70%, another week a 65%, and from different brands or countries if possible.
That leads perfectly into the third strategy. Be cautious with very high cacao percentages. If you can still satisfy your desire for that rich chocolate flavor with a 65 or 70% bar, you're likely reducing your total cocoa solid exposure compared to an 85 or 90% bar. It's not a perfect rule, but it's a practical way to potentially lower your intake.
Makes sense. It's not about sacrificing flavor, it's about making a slightly different choice.
Exactly. And finally, transparency. This is where we put the onus on the companies. Look for brands that actively discuss heavy metal testing, their sourcing practices, quality control, and finished product analysis. If a company is marketing their dark chocolate as a premium wellness food but provides no meaningful information about cadmium and lead, it's perfectly reasonable to ask them more questions. Vote with your wallet.
I love that. We as consumers have a lot of power when we ask the right questions and support the right companies. And you know, at Detox Metals, where we get a lot of this fantastic information, they always emphasize that the first step in any heavy metal conversation is exposure reduction. That's really foundational, isn't it?
It truly is. If a food or habit is contributing avoidable lead or cadmium exposure, the most logical first step is to reduce that pattern, rotate your sources, and choose more carefully. You can have the best nutrition and all the support protocols in the world, but if you're constantly adding to the burden, you're fighting an uphill battle. Good nutrition does matter, a well-nourished body is more resilient, but nothing replaces reducing the exposure in the first place.
So it's not about fearing food, but about being smart and informed. And those better questions for chocolate brands, let's reiterate those, because they're really the key to empowering consumers.
Absolutely. Forget labels like organic, fair trade, natural, or high antioxidant when it comes to heavy metals. The real questions are, is the product tested for cadmium and lead? Are finished products tested, or only raw ingredients? How often is testing done? Are results available to consumers? What cacao origins are used? And, most importantly, does the company actively work to reduce cadmium and lead levels?
Those are reasonable questions, and companies that are truly committed to health and transparency should be able to answer them. So, final thoughts, Adan? How do we wrap this up without scaring everyone away from chocolate forever?
My final thought is this. Dark chocolate can absolutely still be enjoyed. It can still be delicious, satisfying, and a wonderful part of a balanced lifestyle. But we absolutely have to let go of the illusion that more cacao always, unequivocally, means more health. Higher cacao might mean more polyphenols, yes, but it may also mean more cadmium exposure, depending on the product and how it's sourced and processed.
It's about being aware, not panicking.
Exactly. Don't panic, but don't ignore the issue either. Avoid daily high cacao intake, rotate brands, choose companies that prioritize transparency and testing, be cautious with cacao powders and nibs used frequently, and definitely be extra careful if you're in a vulnerable group. Chocolate should be a pleasure, not a hidden source of daily toxic metal exposure. Enjoy it with awareness, choose better, and remember that true wellness isn't built on one superfood. It's built on variety, nourishment, transparency, and reducing avoidable burdens on your body. Thanks for joining me, Aurora.
Thank you, Adan. This has been such an important conversation, and I know it's given me a lot to think about for my own chocolate habits. Until next time, everyone, stay informed and make those mindful choices.